People are still coming in, and so I'll give a little introduction while they're coming to sit. You guys can light candles perhaps later, if you haven't started already. To review for everyone, this is the last of our sessions of Holy Badarak, Learn Your Part and Shape Your Heart. It is aimed at children and adults alike, and to give you a few sentences of where we've been so far, we could say that Sunday worship is a great meal. It's a great banquet. And that we're hungry for many, many things in life, not just food, but significance, meaning, attention, all kinds of things, good and bad. But we also discussed that in a very deep way, we are what we eat. We become what we consume, so we should always consume the things of God so that we can become like God and be graced with His power. And that's what we do on Sunday, every single Sunday. We prepare for the meal with this King, and that's the first part of Badarak. The second part is we have a service of words, and we take all of His words from the Bible and from the church into us. And the third part is actually Badarak itself, where we do what Jesus told us over and again. Eat this bread, drink this wine, do this in remembrance of me. I will be in you, and you will be in me. Okay? And by that, we become what we consume. We become children of the Heavenly King. What are children of kings called? Princes and princesses. And that's why your priest wears a crown. That's why you wear a crown when you're married. That's why you wear a crown when you're baptized and not old. Because we're to be princes and princesses, sons and daughters of a king. But now, here is my favorite part of Badarak, or one of my favorites. And it's very interesting. Our Badarak takes place within the four walls of God's house on Sunday, but it was never supposed to stop there, right? If this church is God's house, all of the world is God's cathedral. God made it, and everything in it, including you and I. So we're supposed to bring what we learn at St. Hagop, our little home and family, into the greater world, right? Work, school, meetings, social media, hospitals, politics, anything. And that's why the last part of Badarak, our service on Sunday, is absolutely essential. It's called the dismissal. Now, don't dismiss the dismissal. It's very important. It doesn't just mean the end. We think it just means the end, but look at the word. If you're a fan of Latin, Marc Asad, you know that the root of the word dismissal is missa. It means to be sent out. Missive, a letter, is the same word. Mission is the same root word as dismiss. It's to be sent out with a higher purpose. And so the dismissal isn't the end, it's just the beginning of our work in the world. It's our work of a higher purpose. The Catholic Church, I think, is very good at this. And you can even see it in the name of their Sunday worship. They don't say Badarak. What do they say about their Sunday worship? What do they call it? Mass. What's the root word of Mass? Missa. Same thing. Mission. Go out into the world, sent out into the world for a greater purpose. God's gift of Himself to us, of Badarak, and then we offer ourselves to God and others as response. And we sometimes think that the church has little missions, and it does. We have a mission to help Armenia, for example. We have a mission to donate blood that we'll do next Sunday on Palm Sunday, to reach out to seniors. Those are all true. We do have a mission, but those aren't side projects. The church doesn't just have a mission. The church is a mission, someone said. We are a mission. We aren't used to this in the Armenian church. But often faith only grows by sharing it with someone else, by reaching out, bringing others in, by being a joyful witness to God's word and life in the world. And the final thing before we get into our hymn of the day is I want to tell you that this is actually your personal work, your personal mission in the world that you, me, all of us have. It's actually called the Great Commission. No surprise, commission, right? What was the Great Commission? Do some of you know? It's how the Gospel of Matthew ends, and it's also how the Balarak ends. After Jesus has this life that no one's ever lived before, he's given himself away for the world, and he appears one last time to his disciples, what does he say? It's called the Great Commission. And that there's a mission in the world, and he's sent out for higher purpose. In Armenian, Gnatsek, Ashagertetsek, Bolor Azgera, Mukertelov, Hanunhor, Yevortvoyevokwinserpo. Go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I have taught you. And lo, I am with you always until the end of the age. This is our mission. You know why? Because we said this reading at each of your baptisms. It's our baptismal reading. Go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them what you know. And I'm with you to the end of the age. That's our mission. Okay, now, we have made a song. We have sang a song that epitomizes and summarizes the part of Balarak we're talking about. What's one that epitomizes the dismissal? Well, you have already learned one. Yeritsi anuntia nortnyal haisem hete minchev havityan. You have learned that before, so I skipped that one. That's a beautiful one. Let the name of the Lord be always blessed, and may I always sing his praises. I have an even shorter and more powerful one for you. If you have a bulletin, you can look at it. This QR code will send you to our website where you can see the words come down. You can do little puzzles so that you know what the words are. If you want to start with any hymn in the Armenian church, start with this one. It's very short. It's very upbeat. And it has lots of meaning behind it. Let's read. And by the way, if you don't have an insert, it's also page 55 in your pew books. It's the last hymn that we sing. Let's look at the words. They're just Psalm 34. I recommend you read that whole beautiful psalm. It starts, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be at all times in my mouth. That's just the first part, but listen to how it goes on. Magnify the Lord within me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. So it's a beautiful psalm we should all look into. We say the first line of it and we sing it. So let's say the Armenian together now, okay? That first orange line there. Ortnet sits azder. In Grapar, ortnet sits means I will, okay? I will praise azder, the Lord. And you put uz in front of things in Grapar if it's like a the direct object. Ortnet sits azder. Hamenain jam. Say that. Hamenain jam. And we say that twice. Hamenain jam. All times. Ortnutun nora. Ortnutun nora. I know Nora, that looks like your name, but it's actually Nora, not Nora. So Ortnutun nora. Iberan im. Iberan im. I is inside in Grapar. Beran is mouth. Im is my. Okay? So let's all say that together slowly. Ortnet sits azder, Hamenajam, Hamenajam, Ortnutun Nora Iberan Im. Let's say it with a little rhythm now, along with the song. Ortnet sits as der, Hamenajam, Hamenajam, Ortnutun Nora Iberan Im. Now, let's sing it. It's actually deceptively easy. It's a little harder than it looks because it goes up for a big range and it's got some flats in it, but let's try. It goes like this. Ortnet sitzes der, Hamenajam, Hamenajam, Ortnutun ora iberan im. So, what do you feel when you sing that? It's like happy, it's proclamational. Go out to the world and be disciples of Christ. Some people are happy that the Badarak is over, but, and I won't tell you the English version about Badarak being over. I don't want that in your heads. But it's over and your work has just begun. That work, joyful work, of being Christian in the world. And so let's now sing that together. Maybe the choir can also sing it with us. We'll sing it again later. Let's do it a little slower than normal. Yeah. Ornet sitz es der, Hamenajam, Hamenajam, Ortnutun ora iberan im. If you hit that note, again, we want you in the choir. So you should be in the choir if you hit that E up there. My final words are this. We have a meal each week and Sunday, and we fill up, and we become what we consume, and we become like God. That's what we're doing here, and that's why it takes every Sunday of our lives to do, and then we go out into the world and we help others follow this path, which is such a joy and delight for us. And so my final dismissal prayer, which I will say again because we're not at the very end yet, but I say, Ortniak, Yeriruki Shnurhat Supokvit, may you be blessed by the grace of the Holy Spirit. Depart in peace, and may the Lord with you always. Amen. Just what Jesus said. Go, make disciples of all nations. You're not doing it by yourself. I'm within you. If you were here, if you're taking this seriously, if you've repented, if you've filled yourself with the things of God, you have something to say to the world. No, you have something that will change the very world that other people are looking for and that you can help them find. And that's our mission. That's the church, which itself is a mission that we partake in every Sunday by the grace of the Holy Spirit, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.